The top three picks are, it seems most people have them in the same order, but the defensemen are wide open for debate. Of the top defensemen, which one do you like the most?
Well, for my books, it's Ali Ulevi, and it's not really up for debate. I think you saw at the under-20s there just what his potential is. He was the stalwart defenseman on the as a 17-year-old on the Finnish gold medal winning team. The poise he showed and the hockey sense is just it's a step above everybody else. And he may not be the biggest defenseman or the toughest or the strongest or the fastest or have the best shot, but neither did Nick Lidström, and that's the guy that scouts most often have compared him to, just the poise and the smarts are at another level. And I think you noticed that when you watched him live this year with London or with the Finnish team. He just he's in another league as far as his overall hockey sense and smarts goes. And I think once he develops a little more a little more muscle there, maybe puts on another 10 or 15 pounds, he should be, I think he'll be a number one defenseman in the league. And I think that's the fellow that Edmonton should be targeting.
Interesting. Now, Grant, defense is also the position historically where, you know, guys taken in the second, third round, we see a lot of them that are among the elite defensemen in today's game, where the majority of the elite forwards are usually taken in the top 5 or 10 picks in the NHL draft. And I'm sure this question is very difficult, because if you thought the guy was that good, they probably wouldn't take him in the second round. He'd be taken in the top round. So are there some second or third round projected defensemen on your list that you think are guys that just maybe right now are lacking physical strength or something, that they could be the sleepers in 3 or 4 or 5 years that are people talking about as some of the better defensemen in this draft?
Well, it seems like if you look at the history of the past 10 or 15 drafts, there always seems to be a second or third round guy that ends up, in some cases, like Shea Weber or P.K. Subban, they end up being, perhaps the best defenseman of them all. So certainly there are some sleepers. I mean, and it's hard to tell, though. For instance, a guy like Samuel Girard, obviously, named the top defenseman in the queue as a draft eligible and leading the queue in defense scoring. Someone like that, if he can develop the defensive end of things, he's got the smarts and the skills to certainly become one of the premier defensemen in this league. But there are issues with his height, obviously, and with his defensive game and how well he can clear the crease and such. There's a kid in the Czech Republic, Filip Hronek, who is kind of under the radar, because he's a late 97, so didn't get to see him in, any of the under-18 events this year. The Hyvin Hanhikar, the under-18s at the end of the year, and any of the, the tournaments during the year. He played in the Czech Men's League, but he was at the World Juniors, and, he was the only Czech-eligible defenseman there. Very skilled kid, has to put on some weight, and you have to project with him, but he may end up being one of the top defensemen in the draft. Adam Fox is someone we have at the end of the first round, but there's a possibility he goes in the second, and there's also a possibility that he becomes one of the best defensemen in the draft. He just, if you saw the under-18s, he was amazing for the American team there. You could go on. There's at least 4 or 5 defensemen. That Dennis Cholowski is another example. I mean, we have him 18th overall, but most of this, you see, he's in the second round, and if that's where he ends up going, I think I like his upside more than Fabro, as a fellow BCHL defenseman. Just the way we project it, project him, and the way that scouts that I've talked to project him, he he may well be a better all-round defenseman than Fabro. So, you know, there's just a few. Luke Green, again, as another one that's played in the Quebec League, has a lot of work to do defensively, but one of the best skating defensemen and, you know, 40 points. He was the first overall pick in the Q 3 years ago. So there's certainly lots of potential there if he, you know, if he can somehow round out his game over the next couple of years, and as with the other guys, put on 10, 15 good pounds, a very high potential too.
Grant McKeag, the chief amateur scout for McKean's Hockey, joins us talking NHL 2016 draft. You mentioned the order should look at Ulevi. So you would take Ulevi ahead of Dubois and Tkachuk?
For the Oilers, I certainly would, yes. I just think that he's going to be their number one defenseman and down the road, and you don't miss that, forego that opportunity, you know. We have Tkachuk fourth, but we had Ulevi fourth most of the year, and they're very close as far as I'm concerned. I mean, Ulevi's a lot better skater than Tkachuk. That's the concern with Tkachuk, although, you know, it's the only concern. Although I do think that Tkachuk would be a great fit as well, and Dubois. I mean, any of the three would be outstanding picks for the Oilers. But just as far as I'm concerned, Ulevi could be a really good number one defenseman, and I really think that. You don't have to trade any assets if he's there for you to pick. I think that that would be a great pick for the Oilers.
Tkachuk and Dubois is a hotly contested topic in Edmonton right now, and probably will be for the next few years to see which one pans out. I know you guys have Tkachuk higher. What do you guys have him higher? Why? What are the things that you believe will make him a better NHLer 4 or 5 years down the road than Dubois?
Well, I don't know that there's a better playmaking forward in the draft. He's just you give him the puck, and he protects. No one protects the puck better than he does, either along the wall or behind the net. He just sets up shop there and gets the puck and finds people. I think he's going to be just a superb power play forward who, you know, he's going to be a 40-50 assist guy down the road, and probably 30-plus goals as well. While giving you a little more, I think, a little more pure grit than Dubois, a little smarter, better playmaker. I think more consistent as well. Dubois, we have one ranked fourth and one ranked eighth, but I'm telling you, it's so close with all of these prospects this year. I've had more than one scout tell me that they've never seen, it's never been as tough to rank the top 10 and even the top 15. There's really not a lot of difference between most of them. Dubois, obviously, you like the size skating package there, and he put up really good numbers in the Q. Wanted to see, he didn't play in a really strong division, and I think piled up a lot of points in, against weaker opponents than Tkachuk. And he played. I wanted to see how he looked against better teams, against better competition in the playoffs, and his point totals, dropped quite substantially in the playoffs. And I don't know that I saw what I wanted to see in the playoffs to tell me that this kid's going to be the warrior that Tkachuk is.
Grant McKeag joins us, and it's interesting you bring that up, Grant, because you'll see guys, you have them eighth and you have them fourth. Some people have them fourth and fifth. Some people have them reversed all around you. There's lots of different rankings out there. I know for me personally, if I had to right now today pick, I would take Dubois over Tkachuk for reasons. I just think his size and his skating ability is better the way the NHL is going. But the gap is so small, and I think that was a really good point that you brought up, that a player that goes fourth or a player that goes 12th, that the 12th player in 5 years could easily be the better player because the gap is so minimal.
Oh, certainly. We have Jacob Chychrun ranked 13th, and a lot of the year, a lot of people had him top five. It's not to say that he had a horrible year. It's just that it's, you know, for us, the top 14, 15 this year, they're just, they're all really good prospects, and it's a really solid top 15. And I, you know, I mean, a fellow like Clayton Keller, for instance, like if we have him 11th, there's a, you know, there's a lot of people that, that think that he could well be one of the top three players in this draft. Like, I mean, there's no guarantees even that Puljujärvi will be, you know, one of the top three. There's been a lot of people that wonder just how much offensive upside he has, you know, despite the great size skating package. But so, I mean, every year, you know, you look at it and you think, oh, well, those will be the top three players. But I can't recall a draft where the top three guys picked were, you know, definitively the three best players in a draft. It always there's always somebody that surprises.
Jacob Chychrun is an interesting player because he was rated very high and has dropped a little bit. And some people look at that as a big red flag. I'm not sure I really agree with that. But he's like, we saw Cam Fowler being rated number three all year long, or four for a lot of people. He ended up falling to number 12 from the NHL scouts on draft day. So it's very different. But is Chychrun a player, when it's all said and done, that could end up being, quote, a steal if he falls down the draft board? Are there some things that you are concerned as to why he has dropped on so many people's boards?
You know, I really like that comparison with Fowler. Like, that's, I brought that up more than once, that he, you know, I was saying 3 or 4 months ago that he may end up dropping like Fowler did, you know, late. I mean, Brandon Gormley was another guy that a lot of people thought was top five, and he dropped, and, well, look what happened to him. He isn't even in the league anymore, so... You know, there are sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But I think with Chychrun, the issue is mistakes and his hockey sense. There's just the you know, the closer you looked at him, the more concerns there were with just how good he is going to be with his decision making at the top level when he's playing against even bigger and faster players. It just saw a lot of turnovers down the stretch in the playoffs and in the U18.